Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Christ the Church and Serious Conversation. And today we're going to be talking about Hurricane Florence, which is racing towards the coast of North and South Carolina on the east side of the United States. And as you know, that was the theme song for the Three Stooges. You're all familiar with this theme song. This is a classic theme song. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, why is he playing the theme song to the Three Stooges? Well, only because we have Three Stooges who we're going to be playing audio on today, who are weather warriors. Three weather warrior stooges in studio. So that's why we're introducing them with this theme song. These are people who claim to have the power from on high to divert storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, you name it. They are weather warrior generals. They're not just weather warriors. They are weather warrior generals. They lead the battalions, the troops of weather warriors into battle to come against all kinds of, you know, storms and all kinds of things in the climate and in the atmosphere. They come, you know, they speak to the atmosphere and they cause things to change in the atmosphere. And so now that we have a storm, a monster storm, racing towards the east coast of the United States, you would think that these weather warriors, who were quite active last year, they were so active last year, you would think that we can enlist their services this year to help us with these. I'm pretty sure that the people who live in North Carolina, South Carolina, the people who live up in Virginia, the people down in Georgia, I'm sure that all those people who live in those states would love for the weather warriors to show up and help them against this hurricane that's coming to ruin their homes, their neighborhoods, the damage, the property damage is going to be astronomical. And I'm sure that they would give an offering to the weather warriors if the weather warriors could just step in there and I know if someone was going to lose, you know, if someone's home was going to be destroyed and they were going to lose about $200,000 property, you know, if your vehicles get flooded, you know, a vehicle gets flooded. If a vehicle is underwater, that vehicle is totaled. You can't fix that vehicle. That vehicle is no good. So I'm sure between the cars that people own and the homes that they own, And you know, all the stuff that you accumulate over the years, pictures and heirlooms and memories and all kinds of things that you have, passports and birth certificates, and my goodness gracious, I'm sure that these people would no doubt want the weather warriors to come in and to cause these storms to just disappear. Let's listen to Kat Kerr, Jackass number one. Let's give her a proper introduction. Kat Kerr is Weather Warrior Jackass number one, and here she is.
Can't move more.
You're on.
Are you on?
Yes. Go ahead. Hello. This is Kat Kerr reporting from Atlantic Beach in Florida. I have just flown in from my meetings in Seattle, Washington, and yet I still have an assignment left to do. I'm going to demonstrate to you what to do when a storm comes, okay, that's forming into a hurricane. I don't even want to give it a name. It doesn't even deserve a name, but I am going to take authority over it so I can demonstrate once again how you deal with this, because we, as believers, are over the weather. We are not under the weather. Christ had no issue stopping storms. That was no little storm that he dealt with. We are joint heirs with him and need to be just as bold and passionate in your authority in this earth. So I'm going to demonstrate to you. I'm here in Florida on the coast. The ocean's right there. Our ocean is right there, the Atlantic Ocean, and we are north of this storm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it off the coast. I'm going to command it to go out to sea and dissipate. At the same time, because it's growing, when it grows in strength, it's feeding from a low-pressure system. So what do you need? You need high pressure. That storm itself has millibars of pressure. The lower they go, the stronger the storm. So what do? You have to command the millibars to rise in the hurricane so it will dissipate and be downgraded. I'm about to do that. So I'm going to take authority. So, Father, as your daughter and as a joint heir with Jesus Christ and as a king in the spirit realm, I make a ruling that storm will leave this area, will leave the coast. I will not tolerate its presence anywhere on the coast of Florida. And I am commanding it to leave and get back out in the ocean. At the same time, it will dissipate. So I command the millibars in that hurricane, you rise right now. You keep rising and rising and rising, so the storm will be downgraded, downgraded, downgraded. And then I'm commanding a high to come and sit on the storm so it can be crushed. So here I go. I'm going to command that storm, and I'm going to hit it off of our coast. I'm going to hit it out to sea, and we're going to crush it with our authority. And that's how passionate you need to be. You watch and see that a storm will dissipate. It will come to nothing. I will not tolerate you, devil, taking authority in our weather and messing with our weather system. So I take power over all the power of the enemy, driving that storm and using that storm as a weapon like they did Harvey. You are not doing that this time. I will not allow it. And I command the host of heaven, you go right now. You get in that storm along with me, commanding the millibars to rise and cause it to dissipate. I want you to shred that storm. You shred it. You shred it so there'll be nothing left to it. And I take authority gladly and rule gladly with Jesus Christ. So I hope this is a lesson to you. The next time one even begins to form, don't wait for it to be a hurricane. I'm not always going to be here. I want to be out doing other stuff for God. So all you in Florida or Texas, by the way, Texas, you people there that rule, you can command that water to dissipate. You can command it to dry up and dissipate. The floods will recede. That place will be restored greater than it was before. Don't let the devil get away with that. I don't care where injustice is done, whether it's through the weather, through crime, through the ISIS, you have authority over it. You need to stand up, body of Christ, and start using that authority. Stop preparing for the big one to come. You be big in Christ, and you stop it. That's what Christ gave us authority for. So I hope you have a good day, and you remember, we rule and reign with Christ. We rule. because he will go host, make toast off the coast. Woohoo!
Now, the question we have to ask ourselves is, has anyone seen Kat Kerr? Has anyone seen her? Has anyone seen this nut job since the last hurricane, since she was out there on her porch with her witch's stick smacking the hurricane, a hurricane she wouldn't even name. It was called Matthew. Has anybody seen Kat Kerr? It seems to me like the waves, when the hurricane came on shore, the waves just took her into the sea. Let's see it. Let's see if we can find her. Let's see. Took a voyage to the bottom of the sea, and we have not been able to find Kat Kerr. We don't know where she is. We just don't know. Well, let's listen to Jackass number two. Jackass number two is Lance Wano.
We pray in these storms that you will send the hosts of heaven to shred the demonic fury that is driving the coming together of these winds. For we divide and we separate even the winds, Lord, that would try to join together in combination. Grant us, O God, that this storm shall dissipate, that it shall downgrade. Father, we're thanking you right now that the demonic spirits driving this furious wind are going to right now, these spirits assigned to steal, kill, and destroy, to hit Miami and to hit the innocent. We, Lord, ask you to send your host to shred this demonic force to pieces. We pray that the high pressure of God will come down even upon the situation. Now, there's a technical term called millibars. And as those rise in the middle of the hurricane dissipates in strength. We command the millibars to rise. We command the millibars to rise. We command the millibars to rise, 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 rise. And we command that storm, even as the eye of that storm, in the name of Jesus, you will move off to the coast. You will go off to the ocean. You will bounce off in a direction away from the coast. See what I see it doing is coming indoors, Florida. And believe me, the faith of the body of Christ moving in authority. We don't have to accept this destruction. And we'll see it wobble and peesh off to the ocean it goes, out into the open ocean.
Has anybody seen Lance Wano? I haven't seen Kat Kerr. Ever since the last storm, I haven't seen Lance Wano. I think as he was standing out there on the beach in Florida, commanding the millibars to rise and for the storm to dissipate, I just think that the wave surge just took him out into sea. So let's go. Let's go see if we can find Lance Wano.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, starring Richard Basehart, Edison. Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
No, can't find Lance Wano either. He's gone. He's gone. Oh, no, he's gone. He's gone. Kat Kerr, Lance Wano, gone. Well, let's see. Here's the third nut. Here's the third jackass. Another crazy costal. Another donkey. Another fool. Commanding. Now this nut, this 80-year-old nut, is commanding now Hurricane Florence. Let's listen to this.
If that hurricane, you know, veers off and goes up into the Atlantic, it'll be harmless and no lives will be lost, no property will be damaged. What could be a multi-billion-dollar property damage will be averted. And I just believe you and I together. The Bible says, where two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they will ask, it'll be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Now, this is the same Jesus who commanded the wind and the waves when he was out on the Sea of Galilee. He said, peace, be still. And they said, what manner of man is this? The wind and the waves obey him. They will obey our voice if we are together with one accord. Now, together, I'm asking all of us to believe God. I don't want that thing to come in. I don't want it to hurt Region. I don't want it to hurt CBN. I don't want it to tear up these beautiful campus. I don't want to tear these trees down. I don't want to see any damage. I don't want a bunch of glass flowing. And I don't want all over this area that's counting on us to pray for them. So I'm going to ask you right now, put your hand out toward the Atlantic, wherever it is, and let's speak a word right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you Hurricane Florence, we speak to you in the name of Jesus, and we command the storm to cease its forward motion and go harmlessly into the Atlantic. Go up north, away from land, and veer off in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of the Lord that you shall go no farther. You shall do no damage in this area. We declare a shield of protection all over Tidewater. And we declare a shield of protection over those innocent people in the path of this hurricane. In Jesus' holy name, be out to sea. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let's praise God. Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we will live to mark this day and say, I remember I was there, and when we saw that Hurricane Florence averted, we're going to believe God. And Jesus said, when you speak to the mountain and you don't doubt in your heart, it will do the thing that you command it to do. And I believe it in all my heart that if we don't doubt in our faith, this hurricane will be dispelled. We saw it happen in 1960. I've seen it in year after year after year. Hurricanes tried to get in here and they couldn't do it. It's almost hilarious to see them try. They try to get in and they can't, and they go north and they turn around and try to come back in. They can't do it. God has put a shield around it, and that shield has been reactivated today. We are not going to let Hurricane Florence hurt us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah!
Well, from what I saw this morning, the hurricane is right on top of North and South Carolina. It's a monster storm. The hurricane is so huge that right now it covers five states. And it's heading like a bowling ball down the bowling lane right up North and South Carolina. So I think we better get the submarine ready. I think we better get the submarine ready, because after Hurricane Florence hits, we better go look for Pat Robinson. Let's get the submarine ready.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, starring Richard Basehart, David Hedison, Search to the bottom of the sea.
Don't forget to add my name to the credits. Don't forget to add Radio Reformer. Well, listen, saints. These people are just loony. They're just crazy. They're going to be under so much water. We're just going to have the submarine ready. I know FEMA's got their own equipment. We got our own equipment here. Now, we haven't been able, since last year, we haven't been able to find Cat Kerr. We had the submarine ready looking for Lance Juano. Can't find him. Haven't heard a word from him or Cat Kerr this year about any storm. And so we bet, knowing what happened to Cat Kerr and Lance Walnut, we better get the submarine ready because the same thing is bound to happen for Pat Robinson. And here's a clip from last year just showing how stupid, how really stupid these people can be because, I mean, saints of God, you have to admit, you just have to admit, these people are just plain stupid. The things that come out of their mouth. I mean, it's just utter nonsense. Pat Robinson says, we got a shield over this state. Really? Really? You got a shield? Really? I doubt it. We all doubt it. We all doubt it. Here is another clip. Very important clip. It's called The Belly Flop. The belly flop of the NAR Weather Warriors. Here it is.
Hello, here I am. It's Kat. Last night, the Father kept me up and talked to me about creating weather warriors.
You know, you're supposed to control the weather. But you are the one that has authority over the weather.
You're the weatherman. You get out there, or the weather woman, whichever it is, and you talk to that thing, and you tell it, you're not coming here, I command you to dissipate.
For we divide and we separate, even the winds, Lord, that would try to join together in combination. Grant us, O God, that this storm shall dissipate.
So I'll take authority over the turbulence when flying. And way more times than not, the turbulence either never happens or it dissipates into where everything smooths out really quickly. We can have authority over storms.
I'm going to demonstrate to you what to do when a storm comes, okay, that's forming into a hurricane. I'm here in Florida on the coast. The ocean's right there. Our ocean is right there, the Atlantic Ocean, and we are north of this storm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it off the coast. I'm going to command it to go out to sea and dissipate.
You and I were doing what we'd been taught to do. We were going out, and we were rebuking the storm, and nothing happened. The door slams, and then we hear our little daughter say, "I told you to be quiet in Jesus' name." And the storm just went, but I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Cindy and I, we're the adults, and we went out there, and we rebuked the storm, and nothing seemed to happen. And our daughter, a little 5-year-old, who's heard the word all her life, goes out there and rebukes the storm, and it stops.
What would you say to teachers and preachers who teach this, and what would you say to the people who believe in this?
Sure. Number one, I'd say it doesn't seem to be working too well, in that we had plenty of Christians in Texas and Florida, and we weren't able to push back the storm. So if we have the authority to do it, we're not doing a good job of it. That's the first thing.
There's a technical term called millibars. And as those rise in the middle of the hurricane dissipates in strength. We command the millibars to rise, and we command that storm, even as the eye of that storm, in the name of Jesus, you will move off to the coast. You will go off to the ocean. You will bounce off in a direction away from the coast. See what I see it doing is coming indoors, Florida, and believe me, the faith of the body of Christ moving in authority. We don't have to accept this destruction.
I missed the advance because I was up encountering a cyclone named Debbie up in Brisbane, and cast her out, but it sounded like she might have showed up outside here just a few minutes ago while we were praying.
We have the power to affect change and to impact weather patterns and silent storms. Jesus did it in the Gospels. We're told that we can do the same works that he did. So I want our faith to increase. I want our faith to arise. And I want us to start praying against Hurricane Irma.
Do you believe the Bible teaches this, though?
That we have authority over the weather? No,
I don't believe that the Bible teaches us that. God has authority over the weather. We appeal to him, as you said. We pray for mercy. We pray for God to turn back the storm. Now, if God spoke to a believer like he spoke to Moses and said, you know, take your rod and turn back the storm, if God said that, he's God, we do what he says. But I'm not aware of him saying that. There's no scripture saying he say that. I do not see in the word that we have authority over weather.
I have just flown in from my meetings in Seattle, Washington. And yet, I still have an assignment left to do. I'm going to demonstrate to you what to do when a storm comes, okay? It's forming into a hurricane.
Immediately, Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and he said, why don't you do something about it? And when he spoke that, he reminded me, in the Gospels, when Jesus gets in the disciples' boat, it stands up in the boat, and there's that horrible storm, and he tells the storm to be still. He silences the storm, and the wind and the waves and everything immediately obeys and bows. And so all of a sudden, this faith stirred up in me, and I thought, okay, God, John 14:12 says I'm to do the works that you do, that I can do those same works by your power within me.
My spirit tonight wants to communicate to your spirit that God is saying over the tolerance of crazy mayhem, destruction in America and on America, enough. This is not the time of that for that judgment. And the only thing that can restrain it is a church that isn't praying nervous prayers and God help us prayers, but a far greater prayer. And I don't think we're there right now. I don't think we're built up for that yet.
Last night, the Father kept me up and talked to me about creating weather warriors. I was saying to him, we need to have some people that could be like our weather watch people, because I'm traveling all the time. I'm not aware of stuff going on.
And I said, Lord, what do you want us to do? And he said, go to the highest point and direct your prayers, direct your intercessions into the very belly of the storm. And as we did, we had fun with it. We got up the highest point on the hillside, and we started praying and decreeing straight up into the cloud. And we even pretended that our prayers were arrows, and we were shooting the arrows of our prayers up into the cloud. And what was amazing is we said, no weather, no rain, no interruption to what God is doing here, no hindrance to the Mongolians filling the hillside and coming to know Jesus and worshiping Jesus. And as we did, we watched. And over the course of the next 10 to 15 minutes, the clouds split right down the middle and went to the horizon on each side of us.
And we do have spiritual authority, but I don't believe literally that we can just tell a mountain to be relocated. I take that as a figure of speech, talking about the power of faith in God.
And we speak to the winds. We rebuke the winds that are encouraging and empowering this hurricane. And in Jesus' name, we speak to the winds, and we command the winds to come and to work for us and not against us. You work in the love of God and not in the fear of the enemy. You undo that hurricane in Jesus' name. Winds aloft. Cut the top of that thing off. Do what you're supposed to do. And every other wind, you cease and desist. And in that position and in that place, we stand. And we say, Harvey, you come to nothing. In Jesus' name, now undo. Come undone.
We curse this thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand before you in faith. We stand before you, hallelujah, declaring before you, praise God, that Irma, the hurricane, is dead.
And Jesus says, we'll do the works that he did, and even greater. Can you define the scope of that for your listeners? And like what kind of works is he talking about, and what kind of works is he not talking about? When he points to the works that he did, for example, in John 10 and John 14, it's almost always in the context of healings, miracles, exorcisms. And that's what we then see happening in the early church in the book of Acts. Same works that he did as an ongoing part of his ministry, we do as a sign of the advance of the kingdom and the compassion of God.
Lord, I thank you for what this offering represents, for the hours of work and sacrifice of people here, for the extension of faith. And I pray that they would be richly blessed in their giving, that seed sown would really multiply into an amazing harvest in these offerings. Multiply them, Father.
All authority in heaven and earth has been given unto us. We take that authority over that hurricane and command it to depart from Puerto Rico into the ocean. We intercede for the defenses. That's enough. It's enough already with these hurricanes. That's it. Stop it.
I don't care where injustice is done, whether it's through the weather, through crime, through the ISIS, you have authority over it. You need to stand up, body of Christ, and start using that authority. Stop preparing for the big one to come. You be big in Christ, and you stop it.
Stop it!
Going to do is I'm going to hit it off the coast. I'm going to command it to go out to sea and dissipate. Go host, make toast, off the coast. Woohoo!
And we, of course, here will have the submarine ready to see if we can help rescue these nut jobs. But we haven't had much success. The same way they haven't had much success in stopping these hurricanes, we have not had much success finding Cat Kerr, Lance Walnut, and the other band of Weather Warriors. But we'll have the submarine ready. God bless you, saints.
Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, starring Richard Basehart, Edison, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.